grace, mercy, and peace to you. From God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from John chapter 16, from our gospel reading, where Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. All that the Father has is mine, and therefore I said he will take from what is mine and give it to you. A little while, and you'll see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me." And today, in his word, we do see Jesus again. Dear friends in Christ, we have sorrows, and we know sorrows. We have some sorrows that seem small, that may distract us, that seem to cast a shadow on our joy. Like maybe, I don't know, being late for church, or not liking the meal that we'll have for lunch, or not having enough hot water when we're trying to, we need some hot water. Like the weather, not turning out quite the way we'd hoped. Small sorrows, small shadows. But we also have big shadows. Big sorrows. Sorrows so big they don't seem to just cast a shadow, but instead they threaten to eclipse all joy. Sorrows like losing a parent or someone we love. Sorrows like moving away from friends and losing home and families breaking up. Sorrows like receiving a cancer diagnosis for one that we love. Sorrows that we just can't power through with a "I think I can" or "buck up" attitude. Sorrows that overwhelm. They cut us off from joy and from other people. And the disciples that night were facing such a sorrow, though they didn't know it yet. And Jesus couldn't speak of it about it to them yet. Not very directly. And we know how that is, particularly in our sorrows, that sometimes words that are spoken from outside the sorrow, and they haven't yet entered into the sorrow. And if the words get spoken outside the sorrow, they hardly reach into it. We have veterans who can't speak about what they experienced in a war to anyone who wasn't there, because they wouldn't understand. We have grief support groups where parents who've lost children gather with others who've had the same loss, who can feel their pain. And sometimes it's because we don't want to burden other people with the grief that we have that seems too great, but at other times we don't want to share because the pain is so great. The sorrow is so great. It's only safe to share with others who recognize exactly how great that sorrow and pain is, who won't belittle it, even if it just means by even offering a well-meaning platitude that just makes us feel more alone in our grief and sorrows. We know sorrows and pain. Well, Jesus knows his disciples' pain. Even though they haven't yet entered it, he knows it. And he knows that he can't comfort them in it now because they don't even understand their own pain yet. So instead, he tells them what they are ready for, what they can bear. That the pain will come and it will hurt. A little while, and they'll see him no more, and they will have sorrow and grief. Their joy will be gone. But he gives them hope that their sadness and mourning is not the end, that joy will return in a little while, that they will see him again. Hold on for the joy of a new life in the world, that they will not see him, but after a little while they will see him again, that he will face all the sin, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the judgment that they face on the cross. And there he will face even death, and he will die there. And they will see him no more. But after a little while, on the third day, Easter comes, and Christ rises. And they get to see him again. But this time, they don't just see him in this veil of tears. They see him with death defeated. They see him full of life, not just for himself, but even for them. And they'll have joy. You can't offer them better comfort than that now, because only seeing Jesus will give them back the joy in their lives. The world will be dark when he leaves. And it's dark on Good Friday. But light dawns on the third day. And in that light, they see Jesus again. But what of us? What about us and our sorrows, our tears, our deaths, our mournings? When Jesus speaks, there are still 3 days to Easter for them. And for us, there is still a time before he comes again. So where is our joy? Are we stuck in mourning? And have we been stuck in mourning for the past 2,000 years? With Christ ascended beyond our sight? Well, first, we remember at the mourning that he did go through this sorrow of sin and death and pain for us, that we don't have someone who can't understand. If he were here, he surely would understand all the pain and sorrow. He knows even what it is to be apart from the Father, with the Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? He knows abandonment and separation. And second, Jesus speaks to his disciples. And he speaks to us as well. That he sends the Spirit of truth, that he sends the Holy Spirit to lead us in all truth. And we can't see Jesus with the eyes on our face. But we have the Spirit that he sends to lead us to see him in truth with the eyes of faith. He speaks the word of Jesus to us. Those dear words that we've heard in Sunday school, those words that we've heard in confirmation, that we hear each word we hear, that Jesus has risen, that death is defeated. He tells us Jesus' words. He gives what Jesus gave, that we bear the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, that Christ has given us his name and washed us clean in the waters of baptism. The Spirit puts Christ before us as he tells us the words that Christ spoke, that this is my body and this is my blood. And he puts Christ before us that we can see and hear and taste him. He shows us Jesus so that we can never be separate, but always in the embrace of our God. So that the sorrow we have for a while, the parting we feel in this world, they're overcome by the reunion he gives to us now in these gifts and words and sacraments, and are overcome completely by their union promised with Him and all the redeemed on the last day. Christ is here victorious now in His word and His baptism and His supper. And He tells us and the Spirit reminds us that He's here and victorious now. And Christ is returning in glory to bring us to be with Him and all the saints forever. And so Christ tells us in His word, and so the Spirit again reminds us and leads us into all truth. And in the joy of that fellowship with Christ, we don't need to be overcome by sorrows. We can rejoice now. We can act now. We don't ask much of people in mourning. We know their grief is before them. It's all that they can deal with. But light has come. Life has come. Christ is with us now. And so we can proclaim that good news that we've shared, that we've been given, that the Spirit reminds us that Christ is risen. We can proclaim the good news now that He has called us by name. We can proclaim the good news now that He still takes care of us, and proclaim the good news now that He returns for us. In His word, He gives us strength to be with others in their grief, not with platitudes, but with a risen Savior who's redeemed the world. We can be with those who've lost homes, who've lost jobs, who've lost families because their life comes in Christ. In Christ we know that Easter comes, that salvation comes, that reunion comes. There is sorrow, and we know sorrow. So mourn as you need to. And mourn especially for what sin takes from you, because there is sorrow. But more than sorrow, we have a risen Lord. We have life in Him. So even more than your sorrows, hold fast to your risen Savior. Hold fast to His word and sacraments that the Spirit sets before you, that the Spirit reminds you of, that He gave to you. Hold fast to the life that Christ gave you, that the Spirit proclaims. Because in these words that Christ gives, in these words the Spirit proclaims, you have Christ Himself. Sorrow may try to obscure your view, but Christ is risen. He has redeemed us. He returns for us. Rejoice. For there is life in the world. And Christ is that way, that truth, and that life. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.